Now, with house rebuilding costs having increased in Cork by an average of 6.5% over the past 18 months, consumers may be faced with an increase in their insurance premiums. The Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland have published the latest guide to house rebuilding costs, which will help homeowners to calculate the rebuilding costs of their homes for insurance purposes. And I am delighted to say that Vice President of the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland, TJ Cronin, joins me now on the line to tell us all about it. And you're very welcome, TJ.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Now, was it a surprise to see such an increase in rebuilding costs, given that construction has effectively been halted for the last few months with COVID?
I suppose, Linda, on the face of it, absolutely not. No, we're seeing a lot of things that are having a direct result on building materials increasing and so on and so forth. I suppose, can I just take you back and I suppose give a brief outline as regards to rebuilding costs and their relevance and so on and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely.
If that's okay with you. So Linda, if you don't mind, I'm just going to speak to you as if you know little about it, and I'll explain the relevance and so on and so forth of it. So Linda, if you're in a situation where you're lucky enough to own your own property, you will be insuring that property annually in terms of rebuilding costs in case of the catastrophic event such as fire or flooding or something like that. And that's a misnomer people have, is that they cover they insure their building for the value of the property. That is wrong. The value of the market value of property is completely different to the reinstatement cost of the property. The reinstatement cost solely relates to the size of the property, the location of the property, and the the cost of materials and so on. So coming back to what you were saying there in terms of, you know, why have materials increased over the last number of 18 months or so? There's a combination really. First and foremost, as of the December 31st, 2020, there was a new building standard introduced, which is called NZEB, which is Near Zero Energy Building Standard. So what that does is that if you are rebuilding a property or rebuilding over a quarter of a property, you must now build that property to a B2 building, bar rating. So that involves, you know, all the surface area of the property. So for example, the walls, the windows, the doors, the floor, the ceilings and the roofs must be built to a higher standard than previous in order to avoid leaking of heat and so on, to make the house more efficient. And that comes at a cost. So for example, you must put in, you know, increased insulation, increased better thermal windows and doors, a better heating system, all that type of thing. So that's one area where which has led to higher reinstatement costs. The second area, I suppose, it's an area that we're all very familiar with now, the last couple of years, is that of Brexit. And one of the true results of Brexit is that it has issues in regards to the supply chain. So if you go to your local hardware shop or anything like that, you may see that building materials have increased over that period of time. So all that combined to basically result in the rebuilding of housing costing more. And you can see in Cork it is up by 6.5% over the last 18 months. Dublin is 5% and so on and so forth. Elsewhere nationally, I think it's up by 7.3%. So it's a sizable increase, you know. And I suppose what the society have come out with, they're trying to, I suppose, make people aware of this. And I suppose what we're doing is we're asking and advising people to take 10 minutes aside to look at what their houses and their homes are covered for, because if you need to be adequately covered. And like I'd say, it's an annual task that we have, and you can see the reinstatement costs are unfortunately going higher and higher. So let me give you an example of a situation whereby, for example, if a person isn't adequately covered. So for example, let's just say there was your house, Linda, based on its profile, based on its location, based on its size. Let's say the house should be covered for €400,000, but let's say that you have insured it for €300,000, and let's say there's a catastrophic event such as a complete fire or something like that. you are underinsured to the tune of €100,000. So that's alarming in itself.
And that's an eye-opener to anyone listening to this right now, because, and you mentioned it there earlier, a lot of people just go, oh, my house is worth 300,000, so I'll insure it for that and it'll be grand. But as you said, people don't take into account rebuilding costs, and that effectively is your insurance covers you for rebuilding your house, doesn't it?
That's exactly it. It has nothing to do with the value of your property. The value of your property is what a willing buyer will pay you for your property. It has nothing to do with actually putting brick on brick on brick.
And to that end as well, there not only is there a danger of underinsuring your house, there's also therefore a danger of overinsuring your house, isn't there?
Yeah, in certain situations, absolutely. Absolutely. You know? And nobody wants to do this.
So how does somebody who's listening to this now and they're going, okay, I've never gone down the road of trying to calculate the rebuilding cost of my house, how do they go about finding out a rough guide of where the rebuilding cost should be?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to go to www.scsi.ie and look at our house building calculations. It'll take 5 or 10 minutes. It's not a major thing at all. The one thing they'll need to know is the square footage or the square meterage of their house, right? So we have a very, very simple, very easy to use rebuilding calculator. So they'll be asked for their location, their house type, be it a 3-bed semi, 4-bed semi, bungalow, detached, whatever, their location. And if you just fill in all the blank fields, it will give you a figure at the end of it. And it's instantaneous. So you get it straight away. Now, just to note that the figure that we are giving there, for example, let's just say a 3-bed semi in Cork at the moment, a typical 3-bed semi is about 95 square metres. That in Cork is going to be about €175,000 to insure adequately. But that doesn't cover higher spec kitchens, higher spec flooring. Actually, one thing, while I'm on the point of it, one thing that it doesn't cover as well, which has become very, very popular in the last couple of months or last year too because of COVID, is that of home office extensions or garden offices. You know, be sure to include those in your reinstatement costs, because they would be deemed as part of the overall house for that purpose. So you should have them adequately insured rather than not, you know.
TJ, it's been an eye-opener. It really has been. It's something that people should definitely, definitely look into when it comes to purchasing house insurance. Will you just give the web address, please, again, so that people can hop onto it?
Yes, of course, we're glad to. It's www.scsi.ie. And you're looking for the home rebuilding calculator.
Brilliant. TJ Cronin, Vice President of the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland, thanks a million for taking the time to chat with me today.
That's all, Linda. A pleasure.